The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are here to talk about children's matters and protection of children during the carnival season. And I'd like to welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM's studios for the first time, yes? Miss Alyssa Ann Wanless, who is a psychologist. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing well. And how are you?
I'm good. Little busy, but that's the nature of radio here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And of course, coming up in this hour as well, we continue with our capsule report, so we can listen out for that. All right. But children and carnival, you know, I wouldn't say it's, should I use the word synonymous with carnival? I mean, more adults.
Right.
But children do take part in carnival, and it's on the earlier side of the season with the, what I would know it as the Red Cross Children's Parade and, you know, carnival going into St. James and so on. So to start them off, quote unquote, early, get them into the season and the culture. And it is very important to keep their safety at the forefront of our minds. So the first question, why is child safety a concern during carnival?
Well, you know, this is a really important discussion because at Children's Authority, we advocate for children's safety. It's an ongoing conversation. And at carnival, particularly, we have seen an increase in child neglect. Mm-hmm. We have seen situations where parents and guardians, they may get caught up in the carnival activities. You know, everyone wants to have a good time, and they may leave children at home alone. They may leave them in unsafe environments. Popular is leaving them with an older sibling, thinking that, you know, they will be okay, they will be safe. Mm-hmm. And we've even had scenarios where children were left at hospitals.
Listen, I always thought that that was a rumor, but that is something very real.
Very real.
And they do it with the elderly as well. I know we're focusing on children, but I've heard that they do it with the elderly as well.
Quite unfortunate.
Yes.
But it's a reality that we're faced with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents have even deemed their child beyond control, basically saying, this child, I can't handle this child. These behaviors are too much. Mm-hmm. And they've handed over their children to the Children's Authority to engage in carnival activities. So we see that, you know, we're just here to bring that awareness, to raise the conversation regarding prioritizing child safety during the carnival season. And we know that during carnival, there's a lot of exposure to drugs as well, to alcohol, to indecent behaviors. So we really have to ensure that parents understand what their responsibility is when it comes to protecting their children.
Sometimes you wouldn't even recognize that, as you said, in the indecent behavior, they think it's normal. Time to free up.
Yes.
You know, and children looking at it like, wow, what's happening? Anyway, what are the biggest risks and safety concerns for children at this time?
So one of the risks, well, firstly, we know that carnival, lots of people, crowds, right? Mm-hmm. So physical safety, that is big because when we have children, we may take them out, as you mentioned, Kiddies Carnival, take them to a kids show during the season, and there's lots of people there. So we really have to ensure that they're supervised, because that is a risk of getting lost, wandering off. We know the little ones, they can easily run off in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a risk.
It just takes a nod and then...
Correct. And they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
And they're gone. And also lack of supervision during this time. As I mentioned before, children are left at home alone with older siblings, but they are not mature enough to handle emergencies. They may also be left in unfamiliar arrangement, so they don't know the person. It's whoever is available to watch the child.
Mm-hmm.
We leave them with, but that places them at risk because we didn't do the background work to know if this individual is safe
to watch your
child.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on strangers or anyone who's available to babysit. We also have situations with the increased use of alcohol and drugs. We know that that in itself is a risk because among adults, it lowers your judgment. Mm-hmm. It impairs decision making. And it can also lead to predatory behaviors during this time. So predators take advantage of chaos. right? They take advantage of loud noise, music, crowds, and it's easy to for a child to be abused in these situations without immediate detection. So these are some of the risks, as well as for some reason, even though Carnival is a time of celebration and excitement, we also see general aggression. So you've heard situations where there are fights, physical violence, and you know, sometimes children get caught up in these violent situations during the Carnival season. So these are some of the risks. In addition to, we have online, we cannot forget online dangers. So unsupervised internet access, when these children are at home alone or with a caregiver and they're not being supervised online, and these online predators can take advantage and expose them to harmful content.
Well, I mean, from discussions that I've had with your representatives for most of the year, that has been a growing concern, online presence and online supervision.
Correct.
You know, in some cases, it's almost like, look, just take the iPad and just go and sit down and, look my phone, here, correct. Take it, just. And then the children will come and ask, mommy, who is this calling? I don't know. And they just keep on clicking, and then they don't know what they're clicking on. And that leads to a whole different scenario altogether.
Yes.
Just to go back to some of these safety tips that you can use. I remember there was a campaign for Kiddies Carnival during my age, where you had to wear this kind of sticker thing on your clothing.
Yes.
Can you give some tips as to how to safeguard children if it is that they are going out?
Correct.
You know, what can we do?
So we want to have the conversation now with children. We want to let them know about safety, right? We want parents to raise that conversation now. We don't want you to wait until the event, the morning of the event, to raise the conversation. It has to begin now. So the first thing, you want them to know their name, their real name, not their nickname. Yes, I call you Bubbles at home, but your name is Mary John. You know, your real name. We want them to know their parents' name as well and contact number. Additionally, for young children, we recommend a name tag. So having that name tag on their person, either in their pocket or clipping it on them. There are also ID wristbands,
bracelets
that they can use as well. So in case of an emergency, in case they get lost, they can be identified. You also want to ensure that children know how to identify help. Who are the police officers? What do they look like? What are their uniforms? If you're going to an event, these are the event officials. In case of an emergency, this is someone you can go to for help.
Yeah. And the stranger danger talk.
Yes.
You know, you need to have that before you even... Well, if you're planning to go to the event like a day or two before the event, tell them, well, you know, this is what they do. This.
Yes.
If somebody comes up to you and offers you a piece of candy, what do you say?
What do you say? Exactly. Yeah. So alerting them to stranger danger, as you said, bringing about that awareness. They should never talk to, follow, accept gifts, drinks, rides from strangers, especially for older teenagers, because it's easy for them to be lured into dangerous situations because they're being promised money, they're being promised gifts and good vibes. You know, for teenagers, they just want to have a good time. It's all about good vibes.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And the answer for them most of the time, you're just trying to kill my vibe.
Exactly.
You're so boring.
So boring. Yeah.
All right. So, in about 5 minutes, we'll be going back to the Hyatt Regency Hotel to just bring another capsule report as to what's happening at the Energy Conference 2025. Going back to the stranger danger conversation, can or would it be advisable to bring in the conversation about the quote-unquote strangers that you do know, you know, as you may choose to take your children to another relative, and that relative has somebody who's not too right in their mind.
Correct.
But how to navigate that.
Yes. So that is a really critical point, because we have to teach children that all adults are not safe, even if they are familiar. And we've seen with our reported cases, unfortunately, a lot of the abuse is perpetrated by people that children know,
mm-hmm.
right? And we also have to raise the conversation with them regarding strangers. How do they feel in the presence of this person? If they're by an aunt that they're very familiar with and comfortable with, it's a trusted individual. But as you said, what if the neighbor comes across? Mm-hmm. What do they do? So we have to keep instilling in them the conversation of safety, building open lines of communication with them. If they feel uncomfortable, if they feel unsafe, do not keep that secret from you. Let you know as soon as possible. You know, sharing with you, sharing with the person that they have been left in the care of, mm-hmm. because it falls back to relationship. What is your relationship with your child, mm-hmm. and building that communication with your child from now to trust you. And if in an unsafe situation with an quote-unquote unsafe adult, that they have to come and they ought to share with you.
Or an unsafe child or teenager.
Correct.
Yeah.
An unsafe child or teenager, because children also can harm each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And going back to this carnival thing now, if it is that you do make arrangements for your child and you choose to, say, go to a carnival camp, or carnival babysitters, what advice would you give to adults in that respect?
So we want parents to, first of all, be very involved regarding your child and your child's well-being. You know, sometimes it's easy to just sign a consent form. Mm-hmm. The child gone for 5 days and you have no clue where the child is. You don't know the venue. You have no information. You've not even raised the conversation with a camp coordinator. Mm-hmm. So we advise that you take that intentional approach when it comes to your child and raise the conversation with the camp coordinators. You ought to know the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, ideal will be dropping in, seeing the venue, seeing the site where your child will be sleeping, mm-hmm. finding out about sleeping arrangements, boys, girls, different age ranges. That is important. Child to adult ratio as well, because supervision is critical.
Yeah.
When children are unsupervised, they are, you know, very, very vulnerable to different forms of abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. So we want to ensure that we close those gaps and mm-hmm. that children are supervised. So we want to ask the camp coordinators regarding child to adult ratio. We recommend 1 adult to 10 teenagers and 1 adult to 5 children, the younger ones, in terms of supervision. Find out about water safety. What are the planned activities throughout this camp? You need to know if your child would be, if there will be water, rivers, pools, you know, because mm-hmm. we've seen situations, unfortunately, of drownings. So you want to not take things for granted, and you want to raise the conversation regarding the planned activities during the camp,
mm-hmm.
Water safety. Speak to your child about water safety. Don't run near water. Don't run around the pool. Don't go into the water without advising an adult, letting someone know. Don't swim alone, you know. And of course, if your child is unable to swim, you need to very explicitly state that to the camp coordinators and those you have entrusted with your child throughout the camp period.
And also letting them know about any medical issues the child may have, medication, that
allergies,
kind of thing.
Medication.
Doctors, numbers.
Yes.
And I mean, like you said in the initial part of it, it's not a dumping ground where it is you figure, okay, well, I just pack a bag and there you go. That's correct. Your responsibility. I got to unwind and jam for the next 5 days or so.
Exactly.
Let's just check in a minute with our team at the Hyatt Regency to see if they are ready to have another capsule report right here in Freedom 106.5 FM. Okay, they told me to hold, so I can take another 5 minutes.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue the discussion on child safety during the carnival season, which is so important because, you know, after the season, then you hear about the instances and, you know, the regret comes after.
Yes.
So might as well plan and plan properly, and we will help you to do that right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Stay tuned. So welcome back, TNT, as we continue to have a very Vibrant conversation with Miss Alyssa Ann Wanless, psychologist and at the Investigation and Intervention Unit of the Children's Authority. Just basically telling us here today, you know what, take care of your kids for carnival. You know? Yeah, it's basically to make sure that you pay attention to where you're sending your kids for the carnival season, making sure that the space is appropriate. You've done your background checks. You know who you're leaving your children with.
Yeah.
You've been given give the children the right information so that if they do find themselves in situations that may be uncomfortable, how to navigate it and how to at least alert another adult that they trust that they're in that sort of problem. Let's just check in with the Energy Conference. We've got a couple of minutes again. So let's go to another question, Miss Alyssa, about the children and the way that we should provide that attention before going out and gallivanting all over the place for Monday and Tuesday. How can they ensure that they're safe? Meaning the parents, how can they ensure that these children are safe?
So, one, you have to do your background checks when it comes to who you're leaving your child with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to ensure that this person is a trusted adult. You know this person. Your child knows this person. You know, as parents, we need to be so observant.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you should know your child best. So, you should know if your child is in the company of someone, if they are uncomfortable or not.
Mm-hmm.
There would be signs. You should know, raise the conversation. How are you? How do you feel with this person? Are you okay? Are you comfortable if you go by Auntie Susie for the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel by Auntie Susie? What do you do during the day when you are by Auntie Susie? Is
what
she
do you
there?
Eat?
Correct.
What do you drink?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is she with you or is she upstairs sleeping all mm-hmm. day? You know, so these are the conversations that we need to have with our children and just not take it for granted that they are safe. We can't assume safety in the times that we're living in. So as much as possible, we need to ensure that we put things in place to protect our children at all costs. We also need to have the conversation regarding okay and not okay touches. That is critical as well. Especially when it comes to child safety. And when it comes to our data, unfortunately, child abuse is a very serious issue within mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago. Neglect is the number one in terms of number one form of child maltreatment. And our statistics show that sexual abuse is right after. Mm-hmm. So we really want to raise that conversation in terms of okay and not okay touches. Teaching children about their bodies. Teaching the young ones about proper names for private parts. We want you... I know there may be a cultural...
Listen,
issue.
It irritates me
yes.
to no end. I mean, it's jokey, but I think we've gone past that era
yes.
where, you know, we have those little funny names. But when it comes to serious issues and you have to have that discussion, they have to be able to
yes.
enunciate the proper names.
Correct.
You know?
So we want you to begin the conversation from as young as three.
Mm-hmm.
From as young as three, explain to them that their body belongs to them and no one should touch them in a way that makes them feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to them what an okay touch is, like a hug, holding hands, a high five, a touch from a doctor in your presence. You know, these are things you want to explain to them. And also to explain to them, it's okay if you do not want a hug from a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have this culture to go and hug auntie, go and hug uncle.
I think we have to discuss with parents as well. It's okay to tell that particular cousin, uncle, whatever, if it is they don't want to hug
exactly.
you, it's so I
it's
am
okay.
behind that,
yes.
you know.
Yeah.
I agree with the child.
Correct. So, and then of course, not okay touches, any touch that makes them feel scared, confused, uncomfortable, especially in their private part. You know, and as I said before, you want to tell them the proper names for it.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to teach them the no-go tell rule. So if they feel uncomfortable at any time, they should say no, go away, and tell an adult. That is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Not keeping secrets, letting them know. Adults should not ask you to keep secrets. Nobody's secrets. you know, any adult that is asking you to keep a secret is not a safe person. It's not a person that you can trust. Mm-hmm. And for the older children, the teenagers, we need to raise the conversation regarding grooming. Because we know that they are groomed, right? They promise gifts, they promise money, the latest sneakers.
To recognize what grooming is.
Mm-hmm.
And adapt it for their ages as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is very important to recognize, because they can be tricked. Mm-hmm. And you want to teach them about that and teach them about the dangers of keeping secrets from you, especially the teenagers. Mm-hmm. They're in that developmental stage and they're very curious about life, relationships. They're going through puberty, you know, their hormones. And you really want to raise the conversation regarding secrets, regarding being transparent with you. And of course, helping them understand real life scenarios. So you can do role plays with them. Real life scenarios, be very real, be very open with them, and of course let them know that you are not there to judge them. You mm-hmm. love them, you seek their best interest. So when they come to you, they're not going to get into any trouble. Mm-hmm. You appreciate the open lines of communication because you are there to protect them.
And finally, how can the public report suspected child abuse during the carnival season?
So we say, if you see something, say something, because child protection is everyone's business. So we would like you to call our hotline at 996 or 800-2014, and mm-hmm. it's toll-free 24/7 in operation. As well as you can also call the TTPS. We work very closely with the TTPS at 999 and the Child Protection Unit, and they would report to us and we report to them. So mm-hmm. we want you to, once you have any reasonable suspicion regarding child abuse in any way, we want you to say something, because it really takes a village to raise mm-hmm. a child. We want to bring that back when it comes to child protection. You know, if you see something, say something, and let's all work together to protect our nation's children.
All right. So for those who are thinking about being out for the carnival season, leaving your children at the hospitals is a no-no.
Correct.
Ensuring that the camps are safe is on your priority list.
Yes.
And if it is, you cannot find childcare, you will have to keep your tail at home.
Correct.
You'll have to face that reality and say, well,
yes,
you know, I'll have to change plans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Miss Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us here today on Freedom 106.5 FM.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.